Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Sioux Falls Stampede, the top power play team in the USHL, and that made all the difference on this Saturday night. Sioux Falls over Waterloo. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Blackhawks scored the game's opening goal at the 9:41 mark of the opening period. Puck in the corner now. Baker back to retrieve it. Moves it counterclockwise behind the net to Erdman. Taps it out to center. Baker in hot pursuit on right wing. Flips it ahead. Partial breakaway. Hillman up the slot. He scores! Miles Hillman, a terrific finish. Goals in back-to-back games. And Owen Baker made the play, dropping the puck behind the Sioux Falls defense so that Hillman could accelerate to it. 9:41 for Miles Hillman from Owen Baker and Griffin Erdman. Seventh goal of the season for the Waterloo Blackhawks forward from Black Falls, Alberta. The lead held through the remainder of the opening period and early into the second, but Sioux Falls started the second period on a power play. 5 seconds after it was over, with the Blackhawks still getting all their personnel involved in the action, the Stampede tied it up. It wasn't officially a power play goal, but it may as well have been, as Sam Harris slung one from the side of the net that eluded Jack Spicer and found its way in. The goal for Harris is third of the weekend, assisted by Nick Ring, as well as an assist on that goal that was credited to Max Rude. 1-1 the score at the 46-second mark of the second. That score held through the remainder of the period, and then early in the third, the Stampede went to the lead with a power play conversion. It was early in a power play. The puck came to Max Rude near the top of the left circle. He put one through traffic and passed Jack Spicer. Rude's goal, assisted by Nick Ring and Sam Harris, making it 2-1 at the 1:50 mark of the third, a power play conversion. So the Stampede scored just after their first power play. They scored during their second, and that was really all they needed. They would add an empty net goal at 18:22 with Chris Pelosi fighting his way through a check in the neutral zone to tap it down into the Blackhawks' end of the ice, getting back to it and scoring into the open net from the right wing circle. Pelosi's second of the weekend, 2 games, 2 goals for Pelosi after starting this year with the Janesville Jets of the North American Hockey League. Pelosi was assisted on that score by Evan Murr and Xavier Medina. Waterloo had just one power play in the game. It came near the midpoint of the second period. The Hawks could not score on it. They finish 0-for-1. Sioux Falls officially 1-for-2, but again, both of their goals resulting from power plays, the ones that really mattered, then the empty net goal to cap it. In the third, the Stampede outshot the Blackhawks 9-8. But for the game, Waterloo had a 28-23 shots on goal advantage. The win to Xavier Medina with 27 saves. Jack Spicer takes the loss, stopping 20 of 22 with an empty net goal for the 23rd shot for Sioux Falls in this game. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Prepare your holiday meals on a Traeger grill. You can barbecue, braise, roast, smoke, bake, and grill with a Traeger grill from Ted's Home and Hardware. Stop in to see Ted and his staff at Ted's Home and Hardware. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Hawks on the short side of 3 straights, but still 2 more on home ice before they've got to go on the road before the Christmas holiday for the final weekend. So the Hawks will try to get things going back in the right direction with games against a pair of DePaco Cowbell Cup Series opponents next Friday and Saturday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.